Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO Sports. Starts a marathon week of games for us here on CDO. We'll tell you all about that here in our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. A boys matchup here tonight from Sydney High School. It's the Sydney Warriors taking on the Unadilla Valley Storm. Set to be a great game. These are two teams that are fighting it out at the top of the MAC standings, along with Delhi, Unitego, Green, and really the MAC focuses on getting four teams into the playoffs and then fighting their way to the two-team championship. And Sydney starting to come on. We know they have the talent. Can they put it all together here tonight against the UV team, who's been good since the start of the season? Some excellent outside shooting. We'll break that all down to see who might win this contest here tonight between Sydney and UV. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
Hotcake Night is back at the Sydney McDonald's every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. Enjoy McDonald's famous hotcakes and get one free refill. And while you're there, check out McDonald's McCafe with coffee, cappuccinos, lattes, and mochas. Not to mention McDonald's tasty hot chocolate. Don't forget Hotcake Night every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. with one free refill at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Live high school basketball tonight here on CDO. Starts a marathon week where we're going to do five games in four nights, starting tonight with the Sydney boys hosting Unadilla Valley here at Sydney High School. Tomorrow night we'll have a Tri-Valley game from up in Franklin, as it's the Purple Devil boys hosting the Skenevis Dragons. On Thursday we'll be over at Unitego as undefeated Delhi comes to town in boys action again there to take on Tanner Winchester and Jared Jones and the rest of that Unitego Spartans club, who we've seen a few times so far this season. And then on Friday we'll have a doubleheader, a boys game and a girls game, between Sydney and Afton. Sydney will be traveling down I-88 to take on the Crimson Knights of Afton. A girls' game at 6 o'clock, a boys' game at 7:30. And we're going to really try to continue this theme throughout January, just bringing you a variety of games from both the MAC and the Tri-Valley, all leading up to Championship Weekend, which is February 14th over at SUCO. We'll have MAC, we'll have Tri-Valley. It's going to be a lot of fun, and all these teams are fighting to get up to the big floor at SUCO to try to have a chance to win a league title. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of CDO Sports. With rights granted by Section 4, any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. UV comes in with a nice win over Deposit last Friday night, 60-45. Ethan Gray, who we know can shoot from downtown, hit a team-best 5 3-pointers. He had 17 points. That really helped UV to the victory over Deposit. Ryan Postma had 12 points and 3 3-pointers. They also got 10 points, 10 rebounds, 5 steals, and 5 assists from Brent Hanselmeyer, who's a really good player. Inside, outside, can do a variety of things there. So a huge win for UV over Deposit to continue on their excellent streak. Sydney comes in off a 44-29 win over Walton, and we saw Walton earlier this year put up a heck of a game at Unitigo. So for Sydney to really be clicking and win that game by 16-17 points, that's huge, led by Wyatt McKee with 20 points. That game was on the road, too, and Walton's not an easy place to play. Head coach Dave Gardepi for Walton saying of McKee, very physical inside, had some nice post moves. Nick Mino had 15 points, including 3 threes, and they were able to contain a lot of those Walton shooters who like to shoot the three-point ball. So a nice win there, holding Walton to 29 points. That's certainly something that is going to get wins for you, because Walton's a team that can shoot from the outside. We know Sydney can play some good defense. What I've been told here tonight is what's going to happen when Sydney comes out on the floor. You'll see the energy in the first 3 minutes. They've had some up and down games. Talking to the coaching staff, they said normally in the first 3 minutes of the ball game, we know what we're going to get. You're either going to get a lot of energy, a press, something like that. The blood's going to get moving in the legs and the hands, and we'll have a good game. Otherwise, sometimes we tend to fall asleep, and that's when things have gone poorly for Sydney this year. They won last time we were here in Sydney. They defeated Harpersville 50-47. That's a game they felt they should have won by more. They had to come way from behind to win that contest, and that's the things they want to try to avoid. And that's the standard of excellence you have here at Sydney, a school that's won 2 state championships, of course, in 98 and 2007. So UV comes in, an upstart team. They have a lot of upperclassmen that are ready and want to win a championship again this year. They're the defending league champions. They lost David Dufresne. He moved down to Florida. He was their leading scorer last year, but so far they have been able to replace those points and those pieces and get the job done. Going to be a great game here tonight between UV and Sydney from Sydney High School. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the starting lineups. We'll get things underway. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with 2 nights pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
For New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO, also on WCDOsports.com, and our stream tonight, of course, brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Unadilla Valley and Sydney here tonight to get things going. Sydney will be in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim, says Sydney across the chest in maroon lettering there. UV in the black away uniforms with the white and the purple trim, says Storm in purple lettering across the chest there. Let's get through our starting lineups here. First for Unadilla Valley, a junior wearing number 3, Ryan Postma. A senior wearing number 11, John Schimmerhorn. A junior number 12, Ethan Gray. Also a junior number 20, Brett Hanselmeyer. And number 44, a senior, the center, Hank DeGlee. Matt Osborne, the head coach for Unadilla Valley. For Sydney, on the other side, number 2, Nick Mino. He is a senior. Number 12, Alex Hoskins. He's just a sophomore wearing number 12. And it's also going to be number 14, Wyatt McKee, the big guy, 6'3", the senior, down low. Number 22, Zach Green, the junior. And number 33, Trey Larson, the senior, also 6'3". So Sydney definitely has some size down low. Head coach Mike Brzee, who, of course, has been here forever to guide this Sydney Warriors program. Everybody meeting at half court to shake hands. A great show of sportsmanship as we get set for Sydney and Unadilla Valley boys action here tonight on WCDO. Also, again, thanks for joining us on the web stream. Always glad to have you. This is the time of year when things are really going to start to heat up in all the leagues, and I know we'll have a lot of listeners out there paying attention to who's going to win some of these ball games down the stretch to make it into the playoffs. Unadilla Valley will win the tip. They go left to right. They're in the black uniforms with the purple and the white trim. Man-to-man for Sydney as the Storm get it to Hank DeGlee at the foul line. Passes back off to John Schimmerhorn with a long three ball. Right wing, it's good. And Unadilla Valley starts the contest off with a three-pointer from John Schimmerhorn. Both these teams not afraid to shoot from downtown, and UV showing that on the first possession. Sydney going right to left. They'll work it right down and low to Alex Hoskins, up and good, and he's fouled. And a great pass there from Nick Mino of Sydney. And Hoskins looking for the three-point play. 6'1 sophomore will step to the line here for the Warriors. So two very solid opening possessions, one for UV and one for Sydney. Hoskins' free throw is off the mark, and Unadilla Valley comes down with Brett Hanselmeyer. He gets the rebound. So it's UV 3, Sydney 2 in the early part of this first quarter. Boys basketball action tonight here on CDO. UV going up against the man-to-man of Sydney. They work it baseline, right wing side. Off the mark, no good, and a rebound for Wyatt McKee of Sydney. Mino back the other way, down the right wing for the Warriors. He gets to the foul line, picks up the dribble, and leaves one off here for Zach Green to the left side as Sydney goes right to left. Into the corner on the baseline, now back up top to Zach Green as they work it around. Also a man-to-man here as they'll pass it back out for Zach Green. Long shot there and a two-pointer for Zach Green, up and good. So he scores, and Sydney now leads 4-3 with 6:40 to go in this first quarter. UV throwing a couple of different defenses in the early going. We'll see what they come up with next possession. Driving to the hoop here, and now to the left side, here come the Storm. Ryan Postma steps back out left side beyond the three-point line, but he gets tied up there with Alex Hoskins. Jump ball and possession with the arrow will go to Sydney. 6:27 to go, first quarter, and Sydney on top 4-3. Nice job there to force the jump ball, and Sydney will pick up possession. Here's Nick Mino down the floor. Down the right side, passes inside for Wyatt McKee. He goes to the baseline. Tried a little turnaround move, but the glee was there with good defense for the Storm. Here's Mino, dribble drive nicely to the hoop, up and good. Great little jump stop there for Nick Mino in the paint, and he scores to make it 6-3. Now Sydney coming with a little man-to-man full-court pressure. UV easily breaks that. They get to the timeline at half court, and they'll set up against this man-to-man defense here of Sydney. Warriors lead the Storm 6-3, 5:50 to go first quarter. And into the right corner now, the ball knocked out of bounds. And possession will go back to Sydney, and a very fired up Nick Mino playing some good defense there. Helped to knock it out of bounds off of UV and back to Sydney. So Mino into the front court, down the left wing, will pass it to the top of the key and to the far side for Alex Hoskins. Drives all the way to the hoop, up and off the rim, no good. But he is fouled on the play. So Hoskins not afraid to go to the 10 on that one. 5:37 to go, first quarter, 6-3, and Hoskins will head back to the free throw line. He's 0-for-1 from the line so far. Hoskins' first shot is up and through. Hoskins now has 3 points for Sydney. They lead 7-3. Good start here and good energy, which is what the Sydney coaching staff said they wanted to see from the Warriors in the early part of this ball game. Second free throw for Alex Hoskins, up and good. He now has 4 points. And Sydney playing excellent defense here as UV tries to throw it the length of the court to Ryan Postma. Knocked out of bounds by Sydney and out of play. Good job by Mino to get over there and knock the ball away, as well as Hoskins. Sydney leads 8-3, 5:34 to go first quarter. From Sydney High School, UV inbounding the ball to Ryan Postma. Postma to Schimmerhorn, left side as the Storm go left to right. Going through the motions on this man-to-man offense. They get it to DeGlee at the high post. He works it down low. Backdoor for Schimmerhorn off his fingertips. Out of play. Possession back to Sydney. So this very good man-to-man defense seems to be frustrating UV a little bit here in the early going. 5:20 to go, first quarter. And Sydney leads UV 8-3. Here's Mino into the front court again as Sydney goes right to left. Now for Trey Larson, baseline, left side, dribble drive into the paint, up and good for Trey Larson, his first 2 points of the night. And Sydney leads 10-3. They've come out guns a-blazing here in this first quarter. Here's Schimmerhorn. He steps over the timeline, and he will travel as he brought it down and tried to set up. And Sydney very excited here. A lot of energy from both the bench and the guys on the floor. 5:01 to go, first quarter. Sydney with the ball. They lead 10-3. Explosive start here for the Warriors. Here's Mino into the front court. Again, down the left wing against the man-to-man that UV brings now. Back out to Mino. Mino for three, and he hits it. Nick Mino with a three ball. He now has 5 points, and he just kicked it inside to Trey Larson, right back out, and then nailed the three-pointer. So UV finds themselves down by 10 in the early going. Here's Hanselmeyer, baseline right side, tried a little 15-foot jumper, no good. Sydney in transition again. This ball on the sideline and just tipped out of play by UV as Ryan Postma got his fingertips on it as Zach Green tried to pass it down towards the baseline. Ball out of bounds next to the UV bench in Sydney offensive territory. Warriors leading the Storm 13-3, led by 4 points from Alex Hoskins and 5 points from Nick Mino, two from Zach Green and two from Trey Larson. Here's Mino squaring up. Shot no good from the foul line. Off the mark. Here come the Storm going left to right in transition. And all the way to DeGlee, and his left-handed layup is up and good. So UV gets a two-point bucket, and it's 13-5. Sydney on top of Unadilla Valley with 4:05 to go in this first quarter. Sydney going against the man-to-man of UV. Mino picks up the dribble, but Hoskins is there to bail him out as Sydney goes through the motions here on this offense. Driving to the hoop, here come the Warriors. Shot up and good for Zach Green. A little 10-foot jumper from just inside the paint, and that makes it 15-5 with 3:40 to go in this first quarter. Here comes UV as they go left to right. They get it back out to Postma, top of the key, outside the three-point line. Postma looking to set it up with 20 seconds left on the shot clock here. Gets it to DeGlee at the high post, back out to Postma. Kicks it into the corner for Schimmerhorn. He fakes the shot, pulls it back down, tries again, air balls it. Sydney with the rebound with Trey Larson. Sydney back on offense, going right to left and into the left baseline. Now they'll kick it back out top of the key here for Larson. Feeds one back off for Mino. Mino dribbles to the far side of the court now. And back for Wyatt McKee. Very dangerous, can go inside, outside. Passes down low to Mino. His left-handed jumper, no good. Tries his own rebound again. Couldn't get the shot to go. And UV will scoop up the loose change and pick up possession here. 2:55 to go, first quarter. And head coach Matt Osborne seeing if his team can literally weather the storm here in this first quarter and try to get some things going without taking the timeout. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top of Unadilla Valley on their home court, 15-5. Sydney High School here tonight. Downloaded to Glee. Back out to Hanselmeyer. Little dribble drive to the foul line. His shot rims out. And Trey Larson, another rebound here for Sydney. Here comes Nick Mino down the left wing in transition. Picks up his dribbles. He gets into the paint. Back out for Trey Larson. Three ball is good. And Sydney finding the way here tonight. Larson nails the three. He has 5 points. And now Matt Osborne will take a timeout for UV. 2:18 to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 18-5. I'm Nate Lull. We'll step away. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back to Sydney High School as it's boys basketball action here tonight. Sydney on top of visiting Unadilla Valley, 18-5, 2:05 to go, first quarter. Unadilla Valley with the ball, going left to right. They have it in their own offensive end of the floor. Here's Schimmerhorn with a long three, no good. Nice job to follow his shot and pick up the rebound. UV with a fresh shot clock. Dribbling in here, Postma gets it down low for Ethan Gray. He misses the shot, but gets his own rebound again. UV looking for some second chance opportunities. Get it back out to Schimmerhorn. He's got 25 on the shot clock. To DeGlee at the high post. Tries to go down low to Hanselmeyer. Knocked away, but again, UV scoops up the loose ball. Now for Gray, who works his way down the right baseline. His shot no good, and Sydney finally comes away with a rebound. 1:25 to go, first quarter. Here's Nick Mino up off the glass. No good. And the Storm come down again with the rebound off the glass. 1:20 to go, first quarter. Sydney leads UV 18-5. Boys action here tonight on CDO. And here's Postma on the right wing as UV goes left to right. Postma outside the three line, dribbles inside now into the paint for DeGlee. Right side, his shot up and good. And Hank DeGlee now with 4 points, the big center for UV. And it's 18-7. Under a minute to go, first quarter. 55 seconds to be exact. Nick Mino holding onto the ball on the big Sydney S at half court as he looks to set up the offense here as Sydney goes right to left. Here's Mino, dribbles between the legs, down and low for McKee. Bulls his way towards the hoop, but he will travel. Took one extra step, and possession goes back to UV, who's looking to pick up a little momentum here late in this first quarter. They trail 18-7. Sydney again with a little full court man-to-man. They don't really stay in it. They kind of back off, but it's just a little extra pressure that's there. Here's Postma, steps in from the foul line. This one up and good. Actually, they're going to say he was just behind the three-point line. Oh, I don't know. I thought he had stepped in, but either way, Postma with that three ball gets it to go. His first bucket of the night, and now it's 18-10 with 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Mino playing for the last shot of the quarter for Sydney. holds on to it, gets it back here to Zach Green. Back for Mino, into the right corner, down low to McKee on the block, turnaround shot, this one off the back rim, ball is loose, Mino for three at the buzzer, and this one off the front rim. So an exciting first quarter comes to an end with Sydney leading 18-10, but UV pulling a little bit back there in that first quarter as it was 18-5. They score the last 5 points of the quarter to cut it back down to a single-digit game. We'll take a quick break. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on CDO. Boys basketball action from Sydney High School started the second quarter, and UV trying to cut back into the Sydney lead. They missed two layups here to start the second quarter, and Wyatt McKee pulls down the rebound for Sydney. Warriors lead the Storm 18-10. As we start the second quarter, nice lead for Sydney here over Unadilla Valley. 2-3 zone, actually no, a 3-2 zone now for Unadilla Valley. And so Sydney will have to work against that. Here's Nick Mino as the Warriors go right to left. Mino on the left wing, gets it to the high post. Nice move for McKee all the way to the 10, up and good. Wyatt McKee, his first 2 points of the night. We know if he gets going, he can definitely help lead this Sydney team. Back to a 10-point game. Sydney again putting that pressure on, now waiting just above half court. Might have an injury here on the play for Zach Green. He's down holding the ankle. UV trying to get back and use this time, but finally the referee will blow the whistle as Zach Green might have rolled an ankle here at half court as the coaching staff will come out to have a look at him. 6:54 to go, second quarter. 20-10 is the score. Sydney on top of UV. And basically what happened, folks, is Sydney kind of applying three-quarter court pressure, and it just looked like Zach Green just caught the ankle. It happens oftentimes in basketball, and we'll hope that he's okay. We'll take a quick break here on CDO. Sydney leads 20-10, just starting the second quarter here, 6:54 to go there. And again, the Warriors leading the Storm by 10 points, 20-10. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. Nate Lowe with you on CDO. 6:54 to go, second quarter. Boys action tonight. Sydney on top 20-10. Zach Green might have just rolled the ankle, but he did help himself up off the court. Coaching staff right there to make sure he's okay. We'll keep you updated on the status of Zach Green of Sydney. So let's see what Sydney does now. Subbing into the contest here is Trevor Dutton, and he is a sophomore. See what he can do off the bench here for head coach Mike Brzee. 6:35 to go, second quarter. Sydney leads by 10, 20-10 over visiting UV. Sydney going right to left. Here's Mino at the left side against a 3-2 zone. And now they'll work it down in low. Left-handed layup is off the mark there for Alex Hoskins, and that leaves some daylight here for UV as they get the rebound. They go left to right against the man-to-man defense here of Sydney. They get it to Hanselmeyer, down low to DeGlee, up and good. Nicely run offense there by UV. DeGlee has 6 points, And it's 20-12 now with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. UV back the other way on good defense here as they steal it away from Wyatt McKee. And UV now just down 8 with 5:50 to go, second quarter. Postma gets it here to Schimmerhorn. Dribble drive to the right side. His shot off the mark, no good. DeGlee there with the rebound. Turnaround shot, no good. And another rebound for UV. They kick this one off to Ethan Gray, up and good. Gray from the left side baseline, and now it's 20-14. UV puts on the press, a little 2-2-1 it looks like. Sydney easily breaks it, and Mino now will dribble up against the 3-2 zone. So UV throwing some different looks at Sydney to try to confuse them, take them off their rhythm. And here's Trey Larson. Larson into the corner for Mino. Three ball from there is good. Nick Mino now with 8 points and 2 3-pointers. And that gives Sydney a 23-14 lead with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. Good news, folks. Zach Green with a smile on his face sitting over on the Sydney bench. So we'll hope the best for him. Don't know if we'll see him again here tonight, but he at least is in good spirits. 4:59 to go, second quarter. Ball tipped out of bounds and back to Sydney just as UV brought it across the half-court line. It was knocked away. Sydney very active tonight on defense with those hands. They get it to half-court now, and here is Hoskins. Dribbles into the paint, has it knocked away, gets his own rebound back. Blocked, though, by Hank DeGlee, who's having a heck of a first half here for Unadilla Valley. And Schimmerhorn will bring it down for UV as they trail 23-14 with 4:35 to go, second quarter. Here's DeGlee, left side, works it down and low to Hanselmeyer. His shot up, no good, and Mino with the rebound. Mino brings it down the floor, left side, crosses half court. Crossover move, gets it back, little give and go there with Wyatt McKee. And Mino now calling out the offense against the 3-2 zone here of the Storm. Mino directing traffic, pulls to the left side, finds Trey Larson from downtown, and that one is good. Larson with his second three of the night. And he has 8 points. So Mino and Larson both with 2 3-pointers at 8 points. And Sydney leads UV 26-14. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Little give and go from Schimmerhorn. Back to Ryan Postma to the outside for Hanselmeyer. And he shoots and scores. Hanselmeyer with the two-pointer. His first 2 points of the night from the right baseline. Cuts it to 26-16. Sydney in transition back the other way. And McKee is up and good from the left baseline. That makes it 28-16 with 3:35 to go second quarter. Here's UV. And that will have a foul on Sydney as Hanselmeyer tried to go baseline. Blocked away there by Wyatt McKee. UV is going to bring some subs into the game. It looks like Dylan Thompson will step in here for Unadilla Valley as well as Sam Tuttle. DeGlee will get a break as well as John Schimmerhorn. And Hank DeGlee leading Unadilla Valley both in rebounds and points, 6 points on the night for the senior wearing number 44. Ball loose on the floor here. Hanselmeyer diving after it. Lost it, though, and possession back to Sydney as they lead 28-16. 3:31 to go before the half. Sydney looking impressive here. UV has tried to make a couple of small runs, but it's been a nice job by the Warriors. They break the UV press, and they get it into their own offensive zone. Top of the key, here's Dutton, tries to bank a three, no good, Hanselmeyer with the rebound. And here is Postma. Postma will leave it off for Dylan Thompson, who will run the point here, wearing number 5, the senior here for Unadilla Valley. Thompson sets the screen there, gets the ball back, rolls it inside, looking for Sam Tuttle, off his fingertips, he lost it. Sydney in transition, going right to left, down the right wing. Mino holds onto the ball here with 2:50 to go, second quarter. And Sydney leads 28-16. Here's Trey Larson, another three from the far side. This one off the mark. And the rebound for Thompson of Unadilla Valley. Thompson, dribble drive, back off for Postma. His three ball, no good, and a Wyatt McKee rebound. UV having a hard time with the size of Sydney inside when they go for the rebounds. Mino now trying to go coast to coast. He goes for the layup for Sydney and is fouled and will head to the charity stripe. So 2:33 to go before the half. Sydney leads 28-16, and Nick Mino will go to the line to shoot two for Sydney. He has 8 points so far on the night. Mino with 8, Hoskins with 4, McKee with 4, Green with 4, and Trey Larson with 8 to lead Sydney. Mino misses the first foul shot. On the other side, Postma with 3, Gray with 2, Hanselmeyer with 2, and DeGlee with 6. Schimmerhorn also with 3 for Unadilla Valley. Mino's second free throw is up and good. He now has 9 points to lead the Warriors. Game high 9. 29-16, UV back into their own offensive zone. Going left to right, Postma with a shot off the mark. Trey Larson with the rebound there. Here comes Mino down the left wing. Mino, little shovel pass there for Trey Larson. Now gets it back. And Sydney wants to run some clock here against this 3-2 zone that UV has sat in for most of the second quarter. Here's Trey Larson, right side. UV pushing him outside the three-point line. Now they'll work it down and low for Wyatt McKee. McKee passes back out. Mino, top of the key, dribbles to the right side. Five on the shot clock. Finds Dutton for three. This one is no good, out of bounds. And the air ball will give possession back to Unadilla Valley. 29-16 with 1:53 to go, second quarter. And Hank DeGlee is right back into the contest here for UV, coming in for Brett Hanselmeyer, who will take a breather. I'd say most likely until halftime here for UV. So Thompson will bring the ball up for the Storm, try to get things going. Thompson, a very quick point guard here for UV, and somebody that they like to try to get out in transition. Thompson works it down low, finds DeGlee. He makes the left-handed layup, up and good, and he's fouled. So Hank DeGlee with 8 points now, and will head to the foul line for Unadilla Valley, trying to get this back to a 10-point game. 1:41 to go in this second quarter. Second foul on McKee of Sydney. But DeGlee of UV can't make the foul shot, and it remains a 29-18 lead here for Sydney. Here's Mino from downtown. It's good. And Nick Mino now with 12 points and 3 three-pointers here for Sydney. Down that left side, he just was able to find the stroke there. 32-18 the score. Thompson with the giveaway. Here's McKee in transition, up and good, and he's fouled. Wyatt McKee with 6 points for Sydney. Made a nice steal, went the length of the floor, up and good. And McKee will go to the foul line now. So Sydney putting on a little bit of a run here. 34-18 they lead with 1:20 to go before halftime. Here's the shot, up and good for McKee. He now has 7 points, and he'll head to the bench to get a little extra rest. Stepping into the game here is Riley Howland, 6'2", and a senior. So Sydney with some good size, even off the bench. Nice luxury to have if you're head coach Mike Brzee. Sydney just a little bit bigger as a team than Unadilla Valley, and it's helped here tonight. Here's Ethan Gray trying to go coast to coast, and he will with a right-handed layup. Sydney didn't stop the ball there in transition. Gray now with 4 points, and that cuts into the Sydney lead. It's a 15-point game now. Sydney leads 35-20, 55 seconds to go before halftime. Here's Mino, left wing, as Sydney goes right to left, and into the corner it goes for Riley Howland, and it was tipped away as Howland tried to get it back to Mino. Ryan Postma getting a fingertip on it there for the Storm. So Sydney will inbounds the ball. They get it to Mino. He's at half court and will look to set it up. 3-2 zone still for Unadilla Valley. Here's Mino into the corner looking for Trey Larson. 5 on the shot clock. Sydney, not aware of how much is on the shot clock. They finally get it to Mino. He launches up a 3. No good. And UV comes away with the loose change. 30 seconds to go before the half. And UV trying to cut into this lead. They trail by 15 and into the corner. Looking for Sam Tuttle, right wing, back up for Thompson, top of the key. Shot clock is off as we're down to 15 seconds to go before the half. UV going left to right. Thompson trying to set up one last play with 10 ticks left on the clock. Here's Postma to the foul line, back for Thompson. Thompson tries to get off a 3, couldn't get it to go. Mino got a piece of it. It's tipped out of bounds. Possession will stay with Unadilla Valley. And so UV will inbound the ball on the far side of the court. They'll try to get it into Thompson or maybe to DeGlee. Instead, they get it for Tuttle. His shot at the buzzer finds the roll. Sam Tuttle cuts into that Sydney lead. And at the half, Sydney leads 35-22. So a nice first half for Sydney. And they go into the locker room up by 13 points. Make sure to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. They're delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. So at the half again, boys action tonight on CDO. Sydney leads 35-22 over visiting Unadilla Valley. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the halftime report. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO, also on WCDOsports.com. A few hellos out there on our stream to Wilmington, North Carolina, and also Pensacola, Florida. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDOsports.com. We know a lot of grandparents and family members head down south for the winter. Who can blame them when it's this cold? It's been really cold here for the last week, and it's nice when you can go down south and still listen to the grandkids or family members back up here who are playing high school basketball. So thank you for joining us on WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. Halftime here at Sydney High School, and it's Sydney leading 35-22 over visiting Unadilla Valley, and it's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service, call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's quickly run through the scoring summary here for the first half. Nick Mino leads the way with a game-high 12 points for Sydney. Alex Hoskins with 4, Wyatt McKee with 7, Zach Green with 4. He did go out with that ankle injury and appears to be okay. I don't think we're going to see him again here tonight. He's been on the bench. He has a big bag of ice on it, but he's all smiles. And with the way he went down, that's really good to see. It just looks like maybe a bad sprain there for Zach Green of Sydney. Trey Larson also with 8 points. And Larson with 2 three-pointers, and Nick Mino with 3 three-pointers to help lead the way for Sydney. And again, we talked about it in the pregame open. The coaching staff said, we know in the first 3 minutes with what kind of energy the guys bring to the table. Let me tell you, Nick Mino was running around the gymnasium like a crazed man. He was jumping up and down on defense, made a couple of shots, clapping his hands, slapping his teammates on the back. That was really the energy that was needed here tonight for Sydney. On the other side for Unadilla Valley, Ryan Postma with 3, John Schimmerhorn with 3, Ethan Gray with 4, Brett Hanselmeyer with 2, Sam Tuttle with 2, and Hank DeGlee leads the way with 8 points. Been really impressed with Hank DeGlee, and he's got his hands full because Sydney obviously has a size advantage with Trey Larson, Riley Howland, as well as Wyatt McKee. Really, Hank DeGlee is the guy that has to deal with all of them down low, and he's going to have to continue to play well for UV to have a chance to get back in this ball game. We've seen UV already this year. We saw them in that nail-biter game that they pulled out against Unitego a couple of weeks ago. They looked much more comfortable in that game. Unitego, again, doesn't have as much size. They were pretty evenly matched size-wise, I thought, with Unadilla Valley. Sydney here tonight playing tough man-to-man defense as well as the size. seems to be throwing UV off their game. Guys like Postma, Shimmerhorn, as well as Gray, love to step out, love to have the three ball, and I think when a team plays zone, they really like that because they have the space and the opportunity to get free to shoot those long-range balls, as well as get inside the dribble drive to kick out for someone else to try to shoot from downtown. So far tonight, Sydney has just played very frustrating man-to-man defense, and UV doesn't really look like they've gotten into any sort of a flow in the contest. And I think that Matt Osborne in the early going, head coach for the Storm, tried to let his team just ride it out a little bit to see if they could get through and figure it out. He did have to take a timeout when Sydney continued to stay hot, but you know, UV just needs to settle down and find a way to run through their man-to-man and get good looks. They've had a nice cutter on about the third option of their offense where a guy can roll off the baseline, and he's been open, and they've gotten the ball to him. They've missed some layups. If they make a few more of those, they could be right in this ball game. But they're going to have to play solid defense, too, because Sydney certainly has the shooting touch here tonight, and they look very, very strong. It was 18-10 Sydney after the first quarter, and 35-22, of course, here at the half. The JV score tonight, Sydney winning 68-40. And I thought that perhaps UV was going to be one of the first teams in the MAC to really give Sydney JV a run. But again, Sydney JV continuing to look very strong here this season. They are just stacked from top to bottom. Guys like Nathan Vibbard, Dawson Backus, Parker Boyce, Ethan Finch, they just continue to look really, really strong here for the Sydney JV. So if you're thinking about coming out and checking a Sydney game out, make sure you come early because the JV team is a lot of fun to watch. Maybe you can come down on Friday night when both these teams, JV and varsity, will be down at Afton. We're going to do our doubleheader with a girls game at 6, a boys game at 7:30. So come down that night. You could watch four total games if you want between JV and varsity, boys and girls that night. So that is certainly going to be a fun night on CDO. Just wanted to say congratulations to a couple local wrestlers while we have a moment here. This last weekend was the Unitigo Dan Wickham Classic. Sydney had three champions in that tournament. Unitigo with two champions in that tournament. Sydney had Dylan Gifford, Nick Jump, and Austin Dean all winning individual titles. And Unitigo, of course, had Ryan Marzell and Riley Hanrahan. Marzell going all the way to the state finals last year. Austin Dean losing in the state tournament. So you look at these guys, and it seems like we're talking about them week after week here on CDO for winning, especially Marzell and Dean. And, you know, Hanrahan's been in that conversation a bunch this year as well. These are two programs that are on the up-and-up in wrestling, and they've done a very nice job, and I can't wait to continue to cover some of them as we move through the season. What I'd like to try to do is follow them throughout the sectional tournament and the state tournament and do our updates, just like we did this past soccer season, where we could call in, give updates, give stats, and I'd love to be able to give those guys some more credit because, as you can see, they continue to do great things. And really, I think Section 4 has just a great wrestling tradition when you talk about guys who are so strong and can go and represent our area very well at the state level. We just have so many state champions. When you look around at all the local schools, it seems like every one of them has at least one from over the years, you know, from BGA, and now it's BGAH with Afton and Harpersville. Unadilla Valley has a strong wrestling program. Of course, Sydney, Unitigo. The list goes on and on. So congratulations again to those guys, Dylan Gifford, Nick Jump, Austin Dean from Sydney, Ryan Marzell, Riley Hanrahan from Unitigo, all winning individual titles at the Unitigo Dan Wickham Wrestling Classic over the last weekend. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks for joining us here on our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report tonight. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. They are always delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Basketball here tonight on CDO.
We're specialists in you. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Start of the second half here at Sydney High School between Sydney and Unadilla Valley. Unadilla Valley has the ball, and they score on their first possession with a layup by Brett Hanselmeyer. And it's 35-24 as now the ball kicked out of bounds. Sydney loses it, and possession will go back to Unadilla Valley. UV goes right to left to start off this second quarter. This second half, as UV in the road black uniforms with the white and the purple trim says Storm across the chest there. Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon trim says Sydney across the front of the jersey there. So 35-24 as UV has the ball. They scored the first bucket of this third quarter, and they're looking for more. As the ball knocked out of bounds here, as Postma tries a three-pointer off the mark and no good, possession back to Sydney. And folks, guess who's back in the game? Zach Green of Sydney. He looks to be kind of gingerly favoring that ankle, but I guess at halftime they're saying he's good to go and he's back in the contest. So that's great to see here for Sydney. 6:35 to go in this third quarter. It's 35-24, and here's Wyatt McKee driving his way to the hoop. This one no good. Picks up his own rebound, then lost it. And a big rebound for Hank DeGlee as he was able to pick up the loose change there. So here comes Unadilla Valley again going right to left to start off the second half. They trail 35-24. Inside to DeGlee, up off the glass and good. DeGlee now has 10 points and an excellent feed there from Ryan Postma. And now it's 35-26, so a 9-point lead for Sydney. UV trying to start off this third quarter with a full head of steam. And here's Nick Mino, gets off a screen, shot is up, no good. Postma looking for the rebound, ball loose on the floor, Postma gets to it first. And here comes UV, Postma into the left corner, tries to get it back up top, but it's stolen away by Sydney. Here's Alex Hoskins all the way to the hoop, up off the glass and no good. And now a foul on Wyatt McKee, who goes up over the back. And we'll have the foul on Sydney, and that's going to be three on Wyatt McKee. 5:45 to go, second quarter, it's 35-26. And here comes Unadilla Valley into the front court. Dribbling in is Ethan Gray. Shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. And boy, both teams seem to have a lot of energy to start off this third quarter. UV trying to crawl their way back into the game. Here's Ethan Gray. Back up to Postma. Sydney still sitting in that man-to-man defense. Very tight. Into the corner for Hanselmeyer. 15 on the shot clock here for the Storm. 5:15 to go in this third quarter. Back up for Gray. Gray to the left side here for Hanselmeyer. He's outside the three-point line. Now back off for Schimmerhorn. His shot, no good, and Sydney comes away with the rebound with Wyatt McKee. Here's Mino in transition. He gets right into the point paint, kicks it back out for Hoskins. Now for Trey Larson downtown. This one off the mark, no good. And has Sydney gone cold with the shooting? We'll see here in the second half. It's 35-26. So Sydney goes the first 3 minutes of this third quarter without scoring. Inside for Postma, up off the glass and good. He has 5 points. And UV chipping away. It's 35-28. Now just a single-digit ball game here as UV trying to get back in. And here's Mino. for Sydney, going left to right in the home whites with the maroon trim. Mino into the right corner. Passes back off from McKee. He tries to go baseline. DeGlee with good position there. Knocks it away. Here's UV in transition. Postma down the left wing. Lost it, though, as Sydney back the other way. End-to-end action. And here's Zach Green up off the glass. No good. Missed the right-handed layup, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line. Gutsy performance here by Zach Green. He rolled his ankle in the first half, and he's coming back out here in the second half, and you can tell he's a step slow, but he gets the steal there. Goes up, misses the layup, but trying to get the first points of the second half for his team here. And the first shot is up and good here for Zach Green. He now has 5 points. Dylan Thompson is going to come back into the game for Unadilla Valley. Ryan Postma checks out. And Sydney is going to have a substitution here as well with Kyle Smith coming into the game. Second foul shot is up and good for Zach Green. He now has 6 points. He'll come to the bench. You can tell he's wincing in pain a little bit, but a great effort to start the second half. If that doesn't motivate his teammates, I don't know what will. 37-28, Sydney on top with 4:05 to go second quarter. Here's Thompson running the point here for Unadilla Valley. Gets it to DeGlee. Passes down low for Hanselmeyer, who lost the handle. Now gets it back for John Schimmerhorn. Schimmerhorn for Thompson with 15 to go on the shot clock here for UV. Now gets it to DeGlee. DeGlee tries to roll inside, and his pass is kicked there by Wyatt McKee, so that'll reset the shot clock with 3:48 to go here in this second quarter. Actually, shot clock goes back to 15, not a full reset off the kick since it was under 15. And the ball into Thompson. Thompson now for Gray, for Hanselmeyer into the corner. 10 to go on the shot clock. Back up for Schimmerhorn. Looking for Gray, trying to work his way free. 3 on the shot clock now. Hanselmeyer with the shot. It's short. DeGlee with the rebound. Tosses it back up, and he's fouled by McKee. And McKee is in foul trouble now. That's going to be 4 on Wyatt McKee. And we'll see if Mike Brzee will go to the bench or if he's going to leave him in there. 3:31 to go here, third quarter, and Sydney leads 37-28. DeGlee to the line, misses the first foul shot. DeGlee with 10 points, that's a team high for Unadilla Valley, and he needs to get this second one to go. It looks like Mike Brzee is going to leave Wyatt McKee in this game as DeGlee misses the second foul shot, so he's 0-for-2 from the line to start the third quarter. Substitution will come in, Trevor Dutton, and we'll see who he comes in for. Sydney's going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll let you know who Dutton will check in for. I believe he's going to come in for McKee, so that would be good to get him on the bench, protect him if you're a Sydney fan. Wyatt McKee obviously frustrated there. 3:25 to go, third quarter. It's 37-28. Sydney on top of visiting UV in boys basketball action. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll step away for 30 here on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Just as we get back into play here, Alex Hopkins is going to make a right-handed layup. He now has 6 points, and Sydney now leading 39-28. Great job out of the timeout to draw up a little set play to get it down low to Hopkins. UV will now turn it over as they brought it into the front court off the hands of DeGlee as they tried to get it to him. And not what UV wanted to do after making some progress there on chipping away at the Sydney lead. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Sydney going left to right in the home whites with the maroon trim. Here's Dutton, drives all the way to the hoop, no good. Rebound for DeGlee, rips it down. And here is Schimmerhorn. UV in the road black with the white and purple trim on the uniforms there tonight. UV trying to keep this a single-digit deficit here. They get it to the far side as they go right to left. Top of the key here for Thompson. Still man-to-man defense here for Sydney. Thompson to the left side for DeGlee. DeGlee looking to pass it down low, has nowhere to go. Instead, back to Ethan Gray. He tries a three ball. This one off the mark, no good. Didn't get his feet set. Back out to Thompson. He tries a three. That one off the mark, no good. UV can't find the range. out Sidney with the rebound. Trey Larson to Mino. Back for Dutton. And Mino down the left wing. Thought about a three. Pulls it down. Drives to the hoop. It's blocked away by Ethan Gray and out of bounds. Kind of a combined block there between Gray and Hanselmeyer. Nice job there by UV to get back on defense as Sidney was coming quick in transition. 2:08 to go, third quarter. Sidney leads 39-28. Boys action tonight here on CDO. Also on WCDOsports.com. Here's Mino, left side for three, off the front rim, no good. DeGlee with the rebound, and they're going to call a foul here on Sidney. So that foul will be, it looks like, on Alex Hoskins. So his second foul. And boy, Hank DeGlee has just been a bear on the boards tonight here for UV. Even when he's going up against someone his own size, he's getting fouled quite a bit. That's why Wyatt McKee is in foul trouble. Now Trey Larson will have to guard him. They get it down low to DeGlee. His turnaround shot no good. And now a foul on Unity La Valley. Hoskins comes right back. Good box out position. And Hanselmeyer went over the back. So the third foul there on Brett Hanselmeyer. 1:45 to go, third quarter. And it's 39-28. Sidney on top of visiting UV. And here's Mino all the way to the cup. And he's fouled as he tried to go up for the right-handed layup. Boy, Nick Mino, if he wants, has that extra gear where he can just turn it on. He turned the corner there. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he will go to the line. Going to be a mass substitution here for Unity La Valley. Checking in with some guys who haven't seen the floor yet tonight. Tyler Simons, one of those guys. He will check in. Ryan Postma back into the game, as well as Sam Tuttle for Unity La Valley. Nice move here, I think, by head coach Matt Osborne for UV. Get some of your guys to get a little breather here before you start the fourth quarter as you try to chip away. You trail by 12, 40-28. 1:37 to go, third quarter. Here's Mino. Foul shot up and good. So Mino, good from the line. He has 13. Make that 14 as he makes both foul shots there. And it's 41-28 with 1:25 to go in this third quarter. And here is Thompson to the far side for Postma. Postma pump fakes on the three. Gets it to Sam Tuttle. Tuttle now will pass it back up for Thompson. Top of the key. Mino closely guarding him in this man-to-man. They get it down to DeGlee. DeGlee is in the post. Gets it back for Postma. Up off the glass and good. And Ryan Postma now has 7 points. And it's 41-30 with 1 minute to go. Third quarter, Sidney leading Unity La Valley. Sidney on their home floor here tonight. Here's Mino with a dribble drive. Pulls it back out for Dutton. Reverses far side for Kyle Smith. Smith to the hole. Gets it back off for Alex Hoskins. And you can hear the slap in downtown Sidney there as he got fouled as he went to the hole. And Simmons with the foul there. Hoskins went all the way to the rim, and he just got hacked as he went up. So Hoskins will go to the line now. He has 6 points. Misses the first foul shot. So the score remains 41-30. Sidney on top with 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Second foul shot is up and good for Alex Hoskins. He now has 7 points. Zach Green is going to check back into this ball game, ladies and gentlemen, for Sidney. He had that ankle injury in the first half. He's been gutting it out the rest of the way. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. And so UV working it on offense for DeGlee. Back out, finding Tuttle, and that's good. Tuttle with the 10-foot jumper makes it a 10-point ball game, 42-32, with 25 seconds to go in this third quarter. Here's Nick Mino to the right side. Little crossover. Thompson closely guarding him in this man-to-man. Now to the far side. Sidney. Going left to right with 10 to go on the game clock here in this third quarter. Mino trying to get around a screen. Gets into the paint. Fade away. Off the glass. No good. Tuttle with the rebound. Postmo the full court shot. But that one no good. So that'll do it. End of the third quarter. And Sidney leads 42-32 here over visiting Unity La Valley. Make sure to stay tuned. Should be an exciting fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. And it's 42-33. They actually made a score correction there at the end of the third quarter. So 42-33. Sydney leading as we start the fourth quarter. Unadilla Valley with the ball going right to left as they try to get back into this contest. They've been able to chip away, but they haven't gotten any closer than about 6 or 8 here in the second half. They're going to have a big fourth quarter here. Sydney still in the man-to-man. Hansel Myers, pass is knocked away, ball on the floor. Thompson passes down low for Postma. His shot no good. Postma didn't use the backboard there. Shot doesn't go. Sydney in transition. Here's Hoskins down and low to Kyle Smith, and he can't make the layup, but he's fouled and will go to the line. So Sydney leading 42-33. They got the ball and just ripped out of their own end and got the ball ahead there from Mino to Kyle Smith. And he couldn't make the layup, but he does go to the line looking for his first points of the night. And up and good for Kyle Smith, the 10th grader. So his first 2 points of the night makes it 43-33. Trying to extend this lead for Sydney, and he will. So Kyle Smith with a nice contribution off the bench here is Wyatt McKee. Still sitting with 4 fouls for Sydney. We'll see how long he has to stay on the bench before he comes back in. Sydney again leading 44-33. Boys action tonight as they lead over visiting Unadilla Valley. 7:10 to go, fourth quarter. And here's Hanselmeyer. His shot off the mark. UV has just not had a good night shooting. That's a shot that Hanselmeyer is going to make 9 times out of 10, and he misses there. And here's Smith driving to the hoop. And Mike Brzee thought he was fouled, but no call from the Zebra crew, and UV back the other way. Here's Thompson, top of the key, working it for Unadilla Valley. This could be a big possession if they can get some points out of it here after stopping Sydney on their last possession. Into the right corner, now down low looking for Hanselmeyer. Kicks it back out. And here's Gray driving to the hoop. He's fouled by Sydney. 6:36 to go, fourth quarter. And the foul there will be on Kyle Smith. And so UV will pass it in from underneath the basket. Unadilla Valley with 5 team fouls, Sydney with 4, so we can keep an eye on that as we get going forward in the fourth quarter. Those foul shots always might come into play. Be a 30-second timeout here by UV head coach Matt Osborne. We'll take a 30-second break as well. Sydney leads 44-33 over Unadilla Valley. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on CDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull here tonight on CDO. Sydney leading Unadilla Valley, fourth quarter, 44-33. A boys game here tonight on WCDO. Nick Mino brings the ball down the floor. Sydney in the home whites with the maroon trim. They go left to right. UV setting up in a 3-2 zone there in the road black uniforms with the purple and the white trim. Into the right corner for Sydney, Alex Hoskins. Dribble drives back out. Now for Kyle Smith. Kicks it far side. And a long three ball there for Zach Green. No good. Rebound comes down. Sydney is fouled as Alex Hoskins got the rebound. Tried to put it back up. And he'll head back to the line. He hasn't had a ton of success there tonight, but he'll get another chance. Trying to extend this lead for Sydney here in the fourth quarter. So Hoskins will step to the charity stripe with 5:55 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 44-33. First shot is up and no good for Hoskins off the front of the rim. And these are points that could really help Sydney to put this game away. But instead, it continues to hang around that 8 to 10 point margin. Hank DeGlee is back into the contest here for Unadilla Valley, as well as Ethan Gray. So they have some of these new guys fresh off the bench here to try to help out. Trey Larson pulls down the rebound off the second miss by Hoskins. Was falling down, tried to throw it up, and instead they will call a travel here on Trey Larson. And so possession goes back to UV. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney on top, 44-33. Unadilla Valley with a three ball for Ethan Gray. Up and good. And Gray now with 7 points. And that was a big shot for the Storm. It's 44-36. Sydney leading UV. To the far side now. Here's Hoskins back for Mino. Mino setting up shop here for Sydney as he looks down into the left corner. Gets it back off for Kyle Smith. Smith back for Mino. And to the far side for Zach Green as they continue to work it around against the 3-2 zone. And here's Mino. Thought about a three, but UV closing tightly on defense there. Now back for Green. Kicks it inside off the hands of Hoskins. Hoskins lost it. Sydney holding on to it there. And we'll see. Yes, UV was able to steal with Dylan Thompson. And then head coach Matt Osborne was able to get a timeout. So 5:06 to go. Fourth quarter. It's 44-36. Sydney on top, but UV trying to claw their way back into this game. We'll keep it right here on CDO. We'll break down a little bit of strategy here as what do you do if you're UV? Do you put the press on? Hard to tell. It's still maybe a little bit early. Can you get a few more good possessions under your belt? Maybe somebody like Postma or Gray can get hot. They both have 7 points. Or maybe you can continue to work it inside to Hank DeGlee. If you could get a couple more buckets and then throw the press on, that could really open things up for Unadilla Valley. If you're Sydney, what's really hurting them right now is you have Wyatt McKee. He's on the bench. He has 4 fouls. How soon do they put him back in? I'd say they're going to wait another minute or so and then put him back in and roll the dice with the 4 fouls. He's just going to have to play smart. He's got the warm-up on right now, so when we see the warm-up come off, we'll certainly let you know. Gutsy second half here for Zach Green. Rolled his ankle in the second quarter. I thought maybe he was going to be done for the night. Instead, he's come back in and provided some big minutes here in the second half. He has 6 points, 2 of those points coming since the halftime break. So UV will have the ball. This will be a big possession out of the timeout. They trail 44-36, 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Going to be a good finish here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us. And here's Hanselmeyer as UV goes right to left. Hanselmeyer for Gray in the corner. Back for Hanselmeyer. Thompson, top of the key for DeGlee. DeGlee thought about dribbling, instead kicks it back out. UV, you can tell, wants that three ball. Into the right corner now. Dribble, drive ball. Hanselmeyer comes in, takes the shot, but instead they're going to say he traveled. Just took one extra step along the baseline as he tried to just get that extra little space so he could get the layup off, and the Zebra crew caught him there. So Sydney getting the ball back here. The Storm putting on a little three-quarter court press. Sydney easily breaks that. Mino will set things up here against the 3-2 zone, and he's willing to take his time. His team's got a 44-36 lead. Again, directing traffic. We'll get it for Zach Green, top of the key. Far side for Kyle Smith. Tried to bounce pass it inside for Trey Larson, knocked away. And now the ball at half court, and oh, this is a tough foul on Sydney. Trey Larson and Ryan Postma at half court just kind of bumped into each other, and Postma fell over. And the referee looks over at Trey Larson as if to say sorry, but I had to call the foul there. 4:22 to go, fourth quarter, 44-36. Again, another big possession for UV if they can get some points. Inside to Hanselmeyer, up and good. DeGlee hits him with the pass, and UV now makes it 44-38. They trail here on the road against Sydney. Hanselmeyer with 6 points. And here is Green for Sydney. Back out for Mino. Sydney, maybe just gripping that ball a little too tight here in this fourth quarter. They got to try to relax. And here's Kyle Smith. These are big minutes for a sophomore on varsity here in the MAC. Down and low, looking for Larson. Again, stolen away here by UV, and Postma comes up with the steal. 3:45 to go in the fourth. And here is Thompson bringing it over the big Sydney S at half court. As UV goes right to left, they get it inside again to Hanselmeyer. Misses the layup. Ball is loose, and Mino comes away. Nice stutter step move. He gets it into the Sydney offensive end of the floor. And again, we'll set up the offense. 3:25 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Mino leaving one off for Kyle Smith. And the warm-up is off for Wyatt McKee. He's going to come back into the ball game with 3:15 to go. And here's Mino, far side for Green. Three ball off the mark. No good, but a big rebound for Sydney. pulled down by Kyle Smith. Back out for Mino. Mino with a fresh shot clock here is willing to take his time with his team up by 6 points. And now Sydney trying to work it around, but again stolen away by UV. Here's Postma down the length of the floor, up and good. Ryan Postma now with 9 points, and it's a four-point ball game. 2:50 to go in the fourth. Sydney leads 44-40. And here is Kyle Smith. Back up for Mino. Matt Osborne cheering for his team to play good defense on this possession. It's got to be clean as they look for another steal. And here is Hoskins. Back to the far side for Green. Green into the left corner on the baseline. Skip pass on the zone. Back for Mino. Three ball off the mark. No good. And the rebound falls out of bounds. And back to Unadilla Valley. So here is Wyatt McKee. He could be the key to this victory here tonight for Sydney. But he's got four fouls. He's going to have to be careful. Sydney is going to take a timeout. 2:24 to go fourth quarter. We got a ball game on our hands here, folks. Sydney leads UV. Boys action tonight. 44-40. We'll step away for 30 seconds. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back here, folks. Thanks for joining us. If you're just joining us, UV has been trying to claw their way back into this game for most of it since the beginning. Now it's a four-point game. Boys action here tonight on CDO. Sydney on their home floor leading Unadilla Valley 44-40. In boys' MAC League action tonight. 2:24 to go, fourth quarter. And UV will have the ball. They're going to have to go the length of the floor as they go right to left. Sydney again with that kind of three-quarter court press. Now they're going to back it off. Thompson, the senior point guard, will bring it up for UV. Passes far side for Postma. Now to DeGlee in the corner. They'll work it around. Sydney now. They've played man-to-man the whole game, and it looks like they're going to drop into a little 3-2 zone here to switch things up. So UV working against the offense. For Thompson on the far side. Thompson back for Postma. Postma left side, down and low to Hanselmeyer. Turnaround shot, this one off the rim. No good. Couldn't get it to fall. Great look there for UV, and the shot just won't go down. 1:50 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney bringing it up the floor. Kyle Smith remains in this game, the sophomore for Sydney. He's done a nice job off the bench tonight. Gets it for Trey Larson. Left side now for McKee. Dumps it down low. Tipped. Referees conferring here. It was tipped in the paint. We'll see who had the best angle. And they're going to say it's going to go back to UV. So UV with a minute 38 to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll look to pass it in. And here is Thompson. Thompson will bring it up the floor for Unadilla Valley. 44-40 is the game. Sydney on top. UV trying to get back into it, trailing by four. This is a big possession. And here is Thompson. Dribbles back up. Back to man-to-man here for Sydney. And here's Postma. He's got a wide-open look for three. In. Three ball there for Ryan Postma. He now has 12 points. That's a one-point ball game, folks, with 1:10 to go. Sydney leads 44-43. Ball is kicked out of bounds at half court by Unadilla Valley, who's had a furious rally here in this fourth quarter. And Sydney is going to have to find a way to get a bucket. They've only scored 2 points here in this fourth quarter, allowing UB to get back in. It was 42-33 at the end of the third, and now it's 44-43, a one-point game as we're under a minute to go here, folks. Sydney going left to right. Here's Mino, top of the key, a one-point lead for Sydney. Here's McKee into the corner. Now back for Mino, far side, thought about a three, instead passes for Trey Larson. Far side for Kyle Smith, back to Mino, five on the shot clock. He's still outside the three-point line, throws up a shot, but he's fouled. Stepped inside the three-point line, did a jump step, got it up, and was fouled. So that's going to be a shooting foul here, and he'll shoot two. The foul there is on Ethan Gray, and Matt Osborne, head coach here for UV, not happy with the call. And so Mino will step to the line here. It's 44-43 with 41 seconds to go. Sydney on top, trying to add to this lead. So here's Mino, the Senior at the line. First one up and good. Mino now has 15 on the night. Leading scorer in this contest. And this would give Sydney a three-point lead if he can make this second shot. Big free throws for number two for Sydney. It's up and good. And Mino now has 16 on the night. Sydney leads 46-43. 41 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here on CDO so we can discuss a little bit about what UV might have to do. They seem to be much more comfortable in this fourth quarter, and they finally, after struggling through three quarters, have kind of found their stroke. We know that Ryan Postma, Ethan Gray, those guys can shoot the ball from the outside, and they've had a huge contribution tonight from Hank DeGlee inside. So that has certainly been nice. But what will Unadilla Valley do, and will Mike Brzee and Sydney throw everything in the kitchen sink? Are they going to pull out the press here, or are they just going to back off and try to play tight man-to-man and say, beat us? UV has struggled shooting the ball. They're down by three. I think if you're Unadilla Valley here, you try to go for the quick two, cut it to a one-point game, and then try to get a turnover. You've been able and you've been successful in turning Sydney over here in this fourth quarter. Try to do it again if you can run through your offense and get a quick 2 points. Sydney has only scored one field goal here in the fourth quarter. The other 2 points were just from the line for Nick Mino. So Sydney seems to be struggling a little bit here. Try to take advantage of that. So both teams break the timeout. Here we go, folks. 41 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leads 46-43. Unadilla Valley has the ball, trailing by three. And it looks like Sydney will just back it off. They showed press. Now they back off. They're going to go right into the man-to-man. So 35 seconds to go. Thompson with the ball. Gets it to Hanselmeyer. Tries to go in for the quick two. He's fouled but can't get the shot to go. But, hey, this is good for Unadilla Valley. If you can stop the clock and get to the line and try to catch up without losing time, that's always good. Hanselmeyer with 6 points on the night will step to the line. With 30 seconds exactly left on the clock, Sydney leads 46-43. Here's Hanselmeyer to the line, up and good. He now has 7 points. Trying to cut it back to a one-point game. And what will Unadilla Valley do? Will they pull out the press? I'm sure that's something they talked about in the timeout. Hanselmeyer's second shot, no good. Postma comes down with a rebound for UV, but lost it on the floor. It's a free-for-all, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession will be with Sydney, if that is the call, and it will be. So that ball was loose after Postma got the initial rebound and lost it. And now Sydney leading 46-44 with 26 seconds to go. We'll have to inbounds it. UV brings the full court press, and they're trying to trap at any chance they get. Mino has the ball stolen by Hanselmeyer. Goes in for the layup, and he misses it. Rebound to Postma, and he misses the second layup. UV brings it back down, and Sydney rips it away. Ball on the floor. Mino is fouled. Unbelievable. 9 seconds to go, and Sydney just avoided the dagger. Hanselmeyer stole it at half court, went in, missed the layup. Postma did a great job to follow the shot. He missed the layup, and Sydney gets the ball, and Mino is fouled. Unbelievable. 9 seconds to go. Sydney leads by two. Hanselmeyer has now fouled out of the game because he was the one that had to go over and foul Mino. And Mino will go to the line. Wow, what a finish here tonight. UV had it on a silver platter and just couldn't convert. And UV now looks to take a timeout, maybe to try to ice Mino here a little bit. 9 seconds to go in the ball game. Sydney leads 46-44. When we come back, Nick Mino will be on the line. We'll step away for 30 here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Boy, what a wacky fourth quarter it's been here. UV with two shots to tie it there on that last possession after a steal by Brett Hanselmeyer. Couldn't get it to go. Nick Mino comes down with the rebound. He's fouled, and so he'll step to the line here after this timeout. UV taking a timeout to try to ice Mino a little bit, who is a great foul shooter. And he could essentially maybe put this game away if he can hit both these shots, if he can make it a four-point game. 9 seconds to go. Sydney on their home floor here tonight. Boys action on CDO. Thanks for joining us, as well as on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. So Mino will step to the line. Boy, Postma and Hanselmeyer missed point-blank layups on that last possession. Couldn't get it to go. And here's Mino. The first shot rattles around and is good. Nick Mino with a game-high 17 points here tonight, and now Unadilla Valley will take another timeout. We'll keep it right here. 47-44. And again, trying to ice Nick Mino here. And we'll see if he's got ice running through the veins or not here tonight. This is going to be a big foul shot. If he misses this one, ball will be live. And UV's going to have to try to get a rebound, come down the length of the floor, and maybe either take another quick timeout or just go for it and try to hit the three. Not enough time left, I think, to try to go for the two and then the steal. I think you got to try to go for the three ball and the tie at this point. If Mino makes the shot, Sydney will be up by four. UV would have to try to come down, hit a quick three-pointer, and then put on the press, foul right away, and try to play that game or try to get a quick steal. But either way, this is going to be an interesting finish here, and it all lies in the hands of Nick Mino. But boy, this place was about to explode when UV stole that ball with Brett Hanselmeyer at half court. He had a breakaway layup, missed it. Postma missed his layup, and the air just kind of deflated out of UV at that point. So we'll see if Mino can maybe put this game away here at the foul line with 9 seconds to go. Sydney leads 47-44. Mino to the line. Second shot, up and good. Mino now with 18. And here's Thompson down the floor. Tries to get it into the corner for Postma. Postma trying to get up a three ball. This one no good. Rebound comes down for Trey Larson. Jump ball. Possession will stay with UV. But there's only 1.1 second left on the clock. So it looks like Sydney is going to pull away with this game. UV just has to inbound the ball. Can they get off a quick shot? They get it to Thompson. He fires the three at the buzzer. Banks it in. It's good. So the final score is going to be 48-47 here tonight. Dylan Thompson nails a three at the buzzer, but the foul shot by Mino gives them the one-point cushion they need, and Sydney wins 48-47 here tonight. Turned out to be a great game. Sydney led the whole way. UV with a great fourth-quarter comeback. I just couldn't complete it, but a great game to start off our week here on CDO. We're going to have 5 games in 4 nights, and what a way to start it. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll also have our 3 awards here, and a great finish here tonight as the Sydney boys defeat Unadilla Valley 48-47. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball. We'll be right back on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Game show here on WCDO. A great contest here tonight to start the week. Sydney defeats UV in boys action 48-47. Came right down to the wire here tonight. What a great way to start our week of basketball games. We're going to have games every other night this week all the way through Friday. So let's quickly run through our scoring summary here tonight. First for Sydney, they're led by 18 points for Nick Mino. Absolutely great night for him. 2 points for Kyle Smith, 7 for Alex Hoskins. Wyatt McKee chips in 7. Zach Green with 6, and Trey Larson with 8 points here tonight for Sydney. Zach Green playing on that ankle in the second half after rolling it in the second quarter. Great effort by him, and a nice job by Wyatt McKee. He had to play the last 3 minutes with 4 fouls, played smart. Nice job for him and Sydney. For Unadilla Valley, Dylan Thompson with 3 points. Ryan Postma leads the way for them with 12. Ethan Gray with 7. John Schimmerhorn with 3. Brett Hanselmeyer with 7. Sam Tuttle with 4. And Hank DeGlee with 10 points for Unadilla Valley. So again, our final score here tonight, 48-47. Let's quickly do our 3 awards here tonight, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance Agency, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and also by NBT Bank. Let's do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. Of course, NBT Mang Insurance is serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Hank DeGlee of Unadilla Valley gets this award tonight. 10 points for UV, the big center down low. I thought did an excellent job blocking shots, cleaning up the glass, and giving giving UV some second chance opportunities, as well as limiting Sydney to some one and dones on those shots. So a huge night here for Hank DeGlee, who had his hands full with Trey Larson and Wyatt McKee. So Hank DeGlee of UV gets our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Nick Mino with 18 points here tonight to lead Sydney, also a game high. Thought he brought a lot of energy to the floor and did a really nice job here tonight and just was up and down, brought the ball up, was in the pressure situations, also hit those free throws at the end, which gave Sydney the cushion they need. So Nick Mino is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight from Sydney. The ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Trey Larson tonight of Sydney. He had 8 points, and I thought was just the calm, cooling effect for Sydney tonight, that's what they needed. Big on the boards, and was big when Wyatt McKee had to go to the bench in foul trouble. So Trey Larson, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award winner tonight. He is from the Sydney Warriors. That's going to do it again for our broadcast as Sydney wins 48-47 in boys action here tonight from Sydney High School. Join us tomorrow as we'll be up at Franklin as the Purple Devils will take on the Skenevis Dragons in boys Tri-Valley League action. Pre-game show at 6:45, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, and a 7 p.m. tip-off from Franklin High School. A big thanks to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios, and I am Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.